Devil Wind by Deborah Schlein and Linda Reed, read by Barbara Whitesides, editing and music by Dr. Lisa Derry. Prologue. Operation Desert Storm. Northeast Saudi Arabia, 50 kilometers from the Iraqi border. February 16, 1991. The young man's screams resonated through the Mobile Army Surgical Unit, drowning out the piercing wails of the brutal winter sandstorm. The desert winds rocked the trailer in rhythm with the corporal's cries. "Can't medevac him out till morning," whispered an aide to the senior medic. Both knew it was too risky for the flight from Germany to land before the winds died down. "Should I get the chaplain?" "Bishop," the medic responded. "Get Bishop." The trailer door blew open, flapping against the aluminum siding. A tall, muscled man with grizzled hair strode in. "I'm here," his only greeting, as he rushed to the young man's side. Despite the storm, his uniform was pressed and immaculate. Dr. Franklin Bishop was an officer's officer. He laid a gentle hand on the soldier's writhing abdomen, noting the absence of legs below both knees. Lifting the sheet, the doctor saw the amputations had not been surgical. The burned skin on the corporal's thighs was black. The fever of infection would no doubt kill him by morning. 10 milligrams of morphine stat, Bishop ordered. The opiate would make his last hours more comfortable. As the pain medicine gradually dulled the young man's agony, his screams began to become...